Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, text number 4, is it? 3. Text number 3. Jigyasitam susampanam.
Jigyasitam susampanam.
Apite mahadadbhutam.
Apite mahadadbhutam.
Kritavan Bharatam Yastvam Sarvartha Paribhimhitam. It's a hard verse, is it? Jigyasitam. Fully inquired. Susampanam. Well-versed. Api. In spite of. Te. Your. Mahat Adbhutam. Great and wonderful. Kritavan. Prepared. Bharatam. The Mahabharata. Yahatvam. What you have done. Sarva Artha. Including all sequences. Paribhimhitam. Elaborately explained. Your inquiries were full and your studies were also well fulfilled. And there is no doubt that you have prepared a great and wonderful work, the Mahabharata, which is full of all kinds of Vedic sequences elaborately explained. Purport, the despondency of Vyasadeva was certainly not due to his lack of sufficient knowledge, because as a student he had fully inquired about the Vedic literatures, as a result of which the Mahabharata is compiled with full explanation of the Vedas. We shall go on. Jigyasitam adhitam cha brahma yattad sanatanam tatapi sochas yatmanam akritarta iva prabhu. You have fully delineated the subject of impersonal Brahman as well as the knowledge derived therefrom. Why should you be despondent in spite of all this, thinking that you are undone, my dear Prabhu? The Vedanta Sutra or Brahma Sutra compiled by Sri Vyasadeva is the full deliberation of the impersonal absolute feature, and it is accepted as the most exalted philosophical exposition in the world. It covers the subject of eternity, and the methods are scholarly, so there cannot be any doubt about the transcendental scholarship of Vyasadeva. So why should he lament? Vyasa uvacha asceva me sarvam idam Vayoktam tatapi natma paritushyate me tanmulama vyaktam agada bodham vritscha mahe tvatma bhavatma bhutam. Sri Vyasadeva said, all you have said about me is perfectly correct. Despite all this, I am not pacified. I therefore question you about the root cause of my dissatisfaction. For you are a man of unlimited knowledge due to your being the offspring of one, Brahma, who is self-born without mundane father and mother. In the material world, everyone is engrossed with the idea of identifying the body or the mind with the self. As such, all knowledge disseminated in the material world is related either with the body or with the mind. And that is the root cause of all despondencies. This is not always detected. Even though one may be the greatest erudite scholar in materialistic knowledge, This is not always detected, even though one may be the greatest erudite scholar in materialistic knowledge. It is good, therefore, to approach a personality like Narada to solve the root cause of all despondencies. Why Narada should be approached is explained below. Shall we read on? Do we want to find out why? Vyasadeva is unhappy, and yet he's such a knowledgeable person. So the question is why? So he addresses, who's he talking to? Who is Vyasadeva talking to? Does anybody know? Who?
His guru.
Yeah, who's his guru? Narada Muni. Savaya bhavan veda samasta guyam upasito yapurusha purana paravaresho manasaiva vispam svijatyavatyati gunaya sangaha. My lord, everything that is mysterious is known to you because you worship the creator and destroyer of the material world and the maintainer of the spiritual world, the original personality of Godhead, who is transcendental to the three modes of material nature. A person who is 100% engaged in the service of the Lord is the emblem of all knowledge. Such a devotee of the Lord in full perfection of devotional service is also perfect by the qualification of the personality of Godhead. What does that mean? There's an interesting sentence. Such a devotee of the Lord in full perfection of devotional service is also perfect by the qualification of the personality of Godhead. What does that mean? Anybody got any ideas? Read it one more time. Yeah. The first sentence says, a person who is 100% engaged in the service of the Lord is the emblem of all knowledge. That's fairly easy to understand. Right? Such a devotee of the Lord in full perfection of devotional service What's the full perfection of devotional service? as mentioned in the previous sentence. What's the full perfection of devotional service? 100% engaged. What does 100% engaged mean? Yeah, total, full surrender. Yes. So what does that mean? Full surrender means? Yeah. No maya. No distraction. Right? Such a devotee of the Lord in full perfection of devotional service, that's 100% engaged, is also perfect by the qualification of the personality of Godhead. What does that mean? It's what happens when you have to give Bhagavatam class, you have to know what you're talking about. Who's game to have a go? Qualities of Krishna.
Yeah.
Mahatmaji, you want to have a go?
Krishna is Samambhanam.
Krishna is the Samambhanam. Well, it's not. That's not incorrect, but I don't know whether that explains what's going on here. But I think you're right. He's also perfect by the qualification of the personality of Godhead. And you gave the right example. Prabhupada gives the example of an iron bar when it's put into fire. Right? And then it becomes like fire. So similarly, if we engage in devotional service fully, and as you say, fully connected to Krishna, then we become like Krishna. Spiritual. Or realized, at least. And this is an important point here. Vyasadeva is very, very learned. There's no question of his scholarship. But scholarship alone, this has got a horrible echo on it. It's got a reverb. Can you hear that? Maybe just put it on like normal. There are effects up there that. Vyasadeva is learned. But there's a difference between learning and realization. You know, jnana and vijnana. So even though he's very learned, he's still despondent. Whereas, as we discussed last week, the characteristics of a devotee are that they're always happy. Right? The other day he's despondent, unhappy. And yet the characteristic of a devotee is that he should be, or somebody who's actually learned, should be always happy. Sushukam kartam abhyayam. Okay, let's read on. As such, now here's what happens. When you are perfect by the qualification of the personality of Godhead, as such, the eightfold perfections of mystic power, Ashtasiddhi, constitute, this is a very interesting statement, very little of his godly opulence. Right? So, what are some of the Ashtasiddhis? Become heavier than the heaviest. And conversely, lighter than the lightest. We can just float. Everybody would love to float around, right? Control other people's minds. That one attracts me. Right? Being the cult leader. I'm supposed to be able to control people's minds. Mind control. What else is there? to reach out to a distant place and get something and bring it back. That also could be quite handy. Huh? You know, materialistic people would be thinking, okay, yes, I'll reach into the bank safe and pull out some money. So all of these are very attractive. These mystic cities are attractive. Yet, it says here, these constitute very little of this godly opulence. So even though a devotee has these cities, they're actually nothing compared to his real opulence. A devotee like Narada can act wonderfully by his spiritual perfection, which every individual is trying to attain. Srila Narada is a 100% perfect living being, although not equal to the personality of Godhead. So there's a distinction. Let's go to the next verse. We'll read two more verses. Tvam pariyatan arka iva trilokim antascharo vayur ivatmasakshi paravare brahmani dharmato vratai snatasya me nyunam alam vichakshva. Like the sun, your goodness can travel everywhere in the three worlds. So this is an example of his cities. Huh? Narada Muni's city is such that he can travel wherever he likes within all of the creation. And like the air, you can penetrate the internal region of everyone. Right? If he can control the minds of everyone, that means he knows what everybody's thinking. Must be able to. Right? If you can control people's minds, that means you know what they're thinking. In fact, you can manipulate what they're thinking. As such, you are as good as the all-pervasive Supersoul. Just, this is the exalted position of the perfected beings, if you like. Please, therefore, find out the deficiency in me. Despite my being absorbed in transcendence under disciplinary regulations and vows. Prabhupada says, interesting purport, transcendental realization, pious activities, worshipping the deities, charity, mercifulness, non-violence, and studying the scriptures under strict disciplinary regulations are always helpful. Isn't that interesting? Despite having done all of these things, we could assume Vyasadeva is unhappy. So now we get to the nub of the matter. Sri Narada Uvacha. So Narada Muni speaks. Bhavatanu dita prayam yaso bhagavato malam yenaiva so natushyeta manyeta darshanam kilam. Sri Narada said, you have not actually broadcast makes me sneeze, and then it'll just be a constant sneezing session. See, Narada said, you have not actually broadcast the sublime and spotless glories of the personality of Godhead. That philosophy which does not satisfy the transcendental senses of the Lord is considered worthless. Purport. The eternal relation of an individual soul with the supreme soul, personality of Godhead, is constitutionally one of being the eternal servitor of the eternal master. The Lord has expanded himself as living beings in order to accept loving service from them, and this alone can satisfy both the Lord and the living beings. Such a scholar as Vyasadeva has completed many expansions of the Vedic literatures, ending with the Vedanta philosophy, but none of them have been written directly glorifying the personality of Godhead. Dry philosophical speculations, even on the transcendental subject of the Absolute, have very little attraction without directly dealing with the glorification of the Lord. The personality of Godhead is the last word in transcendental realization. The Absolute realized as impersonal Brahman or localized Supersoul Paramatma is less productive of transcendental bliss than the supreme personal realization of his glories. The compiler of the Vedanta Darshan is Vyasadeva himself, yet he is troubled, although he is the author. So what sort of transcendental bliss can be derived by the readers and listeners of Vedanta, which is not explained directly by Vyasadeva, the author? Herein arises the necessity of explaining Vedanta Sutra in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam by the self-same author.